Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here
good
we are
morning.
In, again, the second week of July and heading towards summer. We're in the issue of Christ Clutter in the Calendar, and we've talked a lot about the calendar, and now we're talking about the clutter piece of it, and that we're the first thing we're talking about as we talk about clutter of our mind is, remember, mind is where you're occupied mm-hmm. with working through something. And you're kind of, I guess you could word use slightly obsessive about it, that you're always having that, you know, burden you. And it
right.
winds up being a burden. And think about it, and this is interesting to me. Life is full of issues.
mm-hmm.
And we can't get around it because we're living in a world. We have business stuff. We have family stuff. We got marriage stuff. We got kids stuff. We got ministry stuff. There's stuff going on, and we're living mm-hmm. in a fallen world with self-centered people, including other believers. And so there's always things that are happening that is what I call unresolved.
Right.
That I haven't got a conclusion to this yet. It's on the table now in my life,
mm-hmm.
But I don't have a conclusion about it. And I think we're geared. I think the way God created us is to move toward resolution.
Right.
So actually, I believe it's part of God's image,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm going to move it to resolution. And we see that all the time in the Gospels where Christ dealt with people. You could see he's always trying to move them to resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Of, okay, let me help you with this. I can bring healing. I can bring supernatural things. Hey, boys, you of little faith,
mm-hmm.
you're worried and troubled about this stuff, and you forgot about the work of God,
right.
and you're trying to resolve it on your own
mm-hmm.
Versus allowing me and thinking, how can I walk with you to, you know, I'll give you a really funny example. We know the story of the feeding of the 5,000, and then
right.
by the way, not too longer after that, the feeding of the 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they had two great miracles.
Right.
Fabulous miracles that they experienced, and God led them through that, and they were part of it. They actually had to have the faith to take those baskets out, and in the baskets, everything's multiplying,
mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, supernatural. So after the feeding of the 4,000, they all get in a boat. And they're going across the Sea of Galilee. Jesus says, he just makes a statement. He says, beware
mm-hmm.
of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod.
Right.
Makes a statement. By the way, and this is, I see this more and more and more. God, you remember, we talk about hearing God's voice. A lot of times God just says something.
Right.
And
that requires asking some more questions,
yeah,
right?
and he doesn't say, I'm going to explain everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to say something here. This you weren't expecting this.
Right.
And I'm just saying something. Now, his heart would be, pay attention
mm-hmm.
and let's go process this. Okay, so he says, you know, beware of the leaven. The disciples start talking.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's mad at us. Why? Because we forgot the bread.
We forgot the bread.
we had all that extra bread and we forgot it. And he's mad at us that we forgot the bread. And, you know, we made a big mistake. And what are we going to do? And what are we going to say? Because leaven implies, you know, that's what's used in bread. And Jesus says, what are you guys talking about? Nothing. I think you're reasoning on your own. You're not pursuing anything that I just said.
Right.
And you're off here. You have me with you. I made a statement, and all you got to do is process it, and you guys have already gone off and decided what you think it's all about, and you're feeling guilty about something, and that's what you're focused on, you know, and he said that's going to trap you. And then, you know, basically it was, if you have a heart to go, we can come to resolution of this. Now, interesting enough, this is funny, the disciples never ask him.
Right.
And he said, okay, you know, I'm going to let that lay there. I'm assuming later, because they wrote about it, by the way.
Right.
That they said, what was that about? But see, God built us as part of his image to bring resolution. And that's why when we don't have resolution, fundamentally it bothers us. And it's a burden. It's a burden. Okay, that's true.
Yeah. And we can all relate to that. Yeah.
So, okay. So think of life this way. Do you have unresolved issues going on all the time? The answer is yes.
And when one gets solved, another one comes up.
Yeah,
so,
because you're moving through life and new ones come up, particularly relationship issues.
Right.
Because people you're dealing with. And by the way, it can go all the way from your spouse, your kids, your small group, people at church, people in business, friends that you know, just out there, you know, operating in life that you're, you know, going to a restaurant and the server is nasty to you. Well, you're mad about that. You know, you're upset about that. Hey, I'm paying good money here and I'm getting treated poorly, or nobody's ever coming to serve me. And it can happen all the time.
Right.
What Linda and I do, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but we have what we call our clutter list, our unresolved issues list. People in the Christian world would call it my prayer list.
Right.
And it could be in us, it could be other people. But we have the list, and these are things that we're looking for God's answers to. And God says, if you allow me, I will bring resolution to it, and we're going to process how do we get there, and I'll resolve it so that you're free of the burden of it. And when you learn this, this is what's cool. When you learn this, now, because we're in the middle of unresolved issues, and we always, Linda and I generally have anywhere from 10 to 20 that we are processing at any one time. Because we've learned it, we aren't bothered and we're not burdened by those unresolved issues. Why? They're gonna get resolved.
Right.
And all we have to do is start walking with God step by step by step, and he'll lead us to the answer. It's going to be fantastic. We'll get it resolved. And because we know that, we rejoice. And when it's resolved, we rejoice.
Right.
But it's not, you see, it doesn't ever have to be a burden. And that's what he's saying, is I want to lift that from your thought life so that your life is full of freedom and joy. And it's are you occupying your mind by thinking about it? Here's a real simple test is when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you start thinking about? And if you're burdened by something, that's where you go.
Right.
You're immediately off and you got this issue and you're thinking of, okay, what do I do? What do I do? How do I resolve it? What do I got to do now? How do I fix this? And I process it. In the context that we're talking here, we're talking conflict with other people. That's one of the big burdens. And the reason is, unfortunately, we are surrounded, and you mentioned that could include me, that we're surrounded by self-centered people.
Right.
Who, by the way, per se, don't know how to come to resolution. All they want is their way.
Right.
And they can hurt us. They can be very unhealthy. you talk about, particularly with family members, you know, that are just wrapped up in stuff where, you know, control, manipulation, they want to do things to make sure that you're hurt. People around us all the time. So we have conflict all the time. And he says, and so when you think about this, I want everybody to think differently, is that, see, the Christian church implies two things, generally speaking. You should live with it fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the bigger person and just say, okay, I know you're going to keep doing this, but I'm going to allow you to do it because I'm going to be holy. And God said, well, that's not holy at all. Or two is, well, then we have to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand something, is that reconciliation takes two parties.
Right.
And again, Jesus shows us the essence of that is, my will is that everybody reconcile to me.
Mm-hmm.
I forgave them and took away the requirement that didn't, that had them not have possibility of it. I gave them the possibility for reconciliation. Now all they have to do is process the truth. But if they don't, I can't alter that truth.
Right.
For reconciliation. So in other words, I'm not forcing, I can't force reconciliation. I can only invite you, and therefore there'll be a lot of people that won't reconcile with you because of this, and we'll talk about it. Therefore, you can live with that, and I'll resolve it, interesting enough, for you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get it resolved so that it doesn't bother you anymore. You don't think about it anymore. You're not occupied by it anymore. So that's what we're trying to do. So we talked last time in Ephesians 4, speak the truth in love, so that if we're going to reconcile, it says speak the truth to your neighbor. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
When you're in conflict, by definition, the person I'm in conflict with has to be next to me.
Right. That is your neighbor.
That's your neighbor. And we've already, therefore, at least at that point, agreed mm-hmm. that we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk my truth. I want you to talk your truth. And we've agreed. And by the way, we got to do it with honor and respect. And by the way, the other party may not, but at least I can. But I have the opportunity to speak the truth, speak the truth. And by the way, don't mm-hmm. lie by being silent.
Right.
Now, let's hold the question. We'll come back to this. But what about when they won't talk truth to you?
Right.
There's no possibility of this. Well, by definition, you can't reconcile.
Right.
Okay, now think
about
it.
Or they've passed away.
Yeah.
And that option is completely off the table.
I'm mad about something that happened to me in my childhood. I'm mad about something mm-hmm. that happened to me in a different city. I'm mad about my family and they're dead or they're sick. Mm-hmm. Or they're never going to talk truth to me.
Right.
What do I do?
Right.
And God says, well, let me resolve it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is, it's okay that you're angry. It's legitimate. Because you can't reconcile,
mm-hmm.
then the resolution is Philippians 3:13, and that is forget the things that lay behind and press on for the high calling of Christ Jesus, because now it's happened.
Right.
There isn't a possibility of reconciliation. You go to forgiveness, even a past, and say, because I can't do anything about it, my mm-hmm. only way of resolution is to let it go.
Right.
Really let it go. In other words, don't let it be part of my mind anymore. And I can get to resolution. And again, you'll know.
Which takes really a process of letting God examine your heart and show you places that are hurt and letting him step in and comfort and heal and take you to forgiveness.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm choosing, like a lot of times I know people will say, I choose forgiveness. And that is a step to basically, in my mind, what they're really saying or should be saying there is, I'm choosing to step in the process of letting God take me to forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because it is a process.
It is a process, yeah.
You can't just flip a switch and get there usually.
Yeah, and because we see the truth of the word, and the word is power, the word is life, is that, okay, I'm gonna process why I'm angry. I understand truth. I can't reconcile with this person. Either they want mm-hmm. they don't want to, or to, and even process truth at all, or they're dead or they're gone or they're, mm-hmm. There's something I can't get to. Okay.
Right.
Well, then the Bible says your resolution is to let it go. Okay. So you get to there and you go to Ephesians, Philippians 3. You would pray Philippians 3, Father, give me the power to release this so that I live this out. I want to.
Right.
And like you said, if you choose it in the flesh, you you haven't done anything.
Right.
It's give me the power to let it go. Okay, so as you process that with God, and he might say other things to you, and you know, why are you holding on to this? Or do you realize that you've got a piece of your heart that needs to be healed up? Ultimately, you will get released, and you'll know it. See, why?
Right.
Because you stop thinking about it. Really, it's really gone. It's off the table, and you don't think about it anymore. So we have to practice, you know, be angry and do not sin. And he said the key to it is to be able to speak the truth with that other party. And the first question is, well, can I even speak truth? No, because they're not here. They're gone. They're dead. They're nowhere around. Or they won't want to. And when I teach about this in the course, in the book on forgiveness, is that, you know, when I was learning this, it was about my mom, who was extremely irrational, harsh person that is her. It was literally her way or no way, and she would whack us if we tried to debate it, which I did, by the way, because I like debating.
Right.
So when I'm learning this, first I had to learn forgiveness, because my solution when it got to be so bad with me and my wife and my kids was, you know what, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
My solution is I'm not going to spend any more time with her.
Just avoid, right.
I'm out, and I don't care. And God says, well, Rich, first of all, it's about your heart. And you're in the flesh trying to resolve it yourself, which isn't going to work. And by the way, there's another aspect of Scripture that you need to understand. You got to honor your father and mother to go well with you. If it doesn't, you don't, you know, how am I going to do that? He said, well, first of all, you got to go to forgiveness.
Right.
Let's you and I work on that. And again, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, sure. And by the way, I knew the Bible because by this time, remember, I'm a seminary graduate. I knew the Bible. I knew, yes, I should forgive her. But inside, I didn't.
Right.
See, you know the difference. And God says, yeah, you can talk about it all you want to, but you're not. You don't have it. Okay. And I admit it. I don't. Okay, so let's work on that. So I work on it. It took me a couple of months processing, can I forgive her on the same base Christ forgave me? And this is between me and God, and he had to work with me for a couple of months. And I finally received it. Yes, I forgive her. Okay, now here's what's cool. That's the moment, and God says to this, now could you talk to her with honor and respect? Would you even be in her presence? Could you be on the phone with her and be okay with it? You know, the answer would be, and if you really have forgiveness, the answer is yes. And by the way, you got to test it out and see if it's true. I said,
and
so,
by the way, re-engaging, you could very well in a situation like with your mom, be re-offended, you know, and have another thing to go to forgiveness to by the end of the conversation.
I for sure am going to be re-offended because she's not going to give up, you know? So, so then I said, okay. And I began to, what happened to me was he had to teach me the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation because I had confused the two. And he said, oh, let's separate these because they're different. Forgiveness between you and me, reconciliation now is between you and another person, your mom. Okay. With that understanding, I was able to go to forgiveness.
Right.
Because it really had nothing to do with her. It had to do with me. Okay. Now, I said, okay, now I'm here. What would you like me to do toward reconciliation? I said, should I invite her to talk truth? Because I learned Ephesians 4. He said, that's not a good idea. he says,
that's not going to go well.
He says, and he said, the reason is that your mom is not going to be willing to process any truth. And if you attempt it, you're actually going to set it backwards. You're going to make it even more intense. And it's not going to go well with you. He said, so what I have to do with you is to help you, because I want to resolve this for you and Linda, is to set up a boundary.
Right.
So that she's not going to stop doing what she's doing. I know your prayer, Rich, is change her.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that unless there's a heart to choose to
right.
be changed. So, you know, don't ask me to change somebody's heart. I don't do that. I need to show you the truth about it, and she's not going to change. Do you mm-hmm. understand that? Yes. Should I attempt reconciliation? No. He said, but you can be reconciled to a certain level if you mm-hmm. set up a proper boundary. I'll resolve this for you, Rich
mm-hmm.
and Linda. And see, that's the direction we go in. So he says, when you are approaching reconciliation, and we'll come back to this, your heart is, I'm willing to talk truth. I need the other party to join me, at least to attempt to process this.
Right.
And either they can or they can't. If they can't, you know, you gotta let it go. Okay, he says, so as you're approaching now, communicating, read Colossians 3, 8 to 17, because it tells us, make sure your heart is in this place to be able now to process truth toward reconciliation.
Sure. But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, nor free, but Christ is all in all. But Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Yeah. So he said, as you approach this, see, it's all about spiritual stuff. It's I'm giving you the new man, the Holy Spirit, to operate within you. It looks like gentleness, kindness, respect, honor. He says, put away the things. And he says, he talks again about forgiveness, so that you're able to do this because you're in the same spot I'm in.
Right.
Receive that. He says, pursue love. And love is a heart to go to reconciliation, see, mm-hmm. by imitation. So that think of the statement where it says, God so loved the world
mm-hmm.
that he gave his only begotten son. Okay, what did he do? He gave everybody the opportunity to be reconciled.
Mm.
And interesting enough, love continues with, if you have a heart to process that truth, you can experience a deeper level of that love and a lifetime, eternal lifetime with me. If you choose not to, I can't alter that truth, even though I continue to invite you to that. So
right.
See, love isn't putting up with it.
Mm.
Love doesn't say, well, I know I want everybody to know me. I don't want anybody to go to hell, so I'll just change the requirement. God says,
right.
I can't do it. You have to believe what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you. And the love is geared toward continual invitation.
Mm.
You know, would you process that? And he said, let peace umpire your life. We talked about that, is that the peace of God is going to confirm in your heart that you're able to do this, and you know it, and you're not troubled by it. And then let the word dwell in you richly. So it's all spiritual. So he said, if you're going to approach reconciliation, approach it with a spiritual heart that is free of the burden of it.
So good.
And you can only get there spiritually. Because if you do it, mm-hmm. if you do it in the flesh, or you do it only in your mind, you're going to stay in that burden place.
Because right.
you can't do anything other than that. So he's saying that as you now approach reconciliation, preparing to speak truth, approach it with a heart that is my heart. And if you don't have that heart, which he said, that's okay. Before you go work on the reconciliation, let's you and I spend time. Mm-hmm. And we'll, let's discuss and let me process and let me do my work in you to get you to that place where you can offer the opportunity to speak truth in love. Mm-hmm. And it's really important. So as we we'll continue this next time, as we now talk about next time, how do we actually manage reconciliation? And we can look at it from two perspectives. One is, did I cause something? Which, right. Which we do. Mm-hmm. Or has the other party offended me and I need to process and they need to process with me? How do I handle specifically those two situations? And the Bible gives you an answer. So it's really awesome. Cool. So we'll talk about that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that. It's all about heart. It's all about our spiritual life. And you want to release burden by just us being able to have freedom with you first. And so we pray that we'll be willing to go there. We'll be willing to receive it. It's possible. We can live that way all the time. And we talk about all the burdens of life, and so particularly with conflict. And so we pray that we'll receive it and that we'll put on love with the heart to invite people to that place. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. This is such a rich conversation to have. So I appreciate your insight and wisdom. If you have questions, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.